Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Good morning, Mother Henry.
Yes, darling.
Okay, good morning. We're glad you're on.
All right.
Hallelujah. Mokore di 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 alalala boko she bakade. Mokore di 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 alalala boko she bakade. We welcome you, Almighty God. Mokore di di ah. We thank you that you have never left us. Neither will you ever leave us. You will never forsake us. We are grateful, grateful, grateful that you come to join us every day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you are the Almighty King, the faithful God, the one that we can depend on, the true and living Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. We honor you today, O God. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you that you are holy. We thank you that you are righteous. We thank you that it's none like you. We honor your holy presence this morning. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you that you are the God who cares about your people, that you didn't just birth us to the earth and leave us, that you are here all the time. You never slumber, you never sleep. That you are willing, a willing shepherd. And we just thank you, hallelujah. We thank you this morning for being with us, oh God. We thank you that you are faithful, that you are a just God, that you are a righteous God, that you are the King of kings, that you are the Lord of lords. In the name of Jesus, that you are with us in the morning. When we get up, you blow your breath into us. You wake us up every morning. We thank you that you are with us in the middle of the day. You're watching over us in the name of Jesus. You're with us in the midnight hour. You're with us all night long. Hallelujah. We just honor you today, oh God. We come to give you glory due to your holy name. All the glory, all the praise belong unto you. Hallelujah. Lord, teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Oh, we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are your end time warriors. Use us as your weapons of war against the enemy. Oh, we thank you this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, pulling down the strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. We do not war against flesh and blood, but after the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice. Hail, stones, and coals of fire. Send your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong enemy, from them that is too strong for us. In the name of Jesus. Well, good morning. Today is Senior Citizens Day on Bible Storyland, and we welcome each of you. We're glad you could join us, and we are happy and glad that the Most High God is present with us. That he is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. He is in charge of Bible Storyland. And I give him glory, praise, and I step back and say, Father, have your way this morning. All right, February has gone and March is here. And not only is March here, we're marching forward in the Lord. We're not even going to look back. We are marching forward in God. And we are giving him glory. We're giving him praise today. Not only today, every day. Every day, every day, we're giving him praise and glory, honoring him as the Most High God. And we thank you. We thank him that he is moving us forward every day. Every day, he wakes us up. We do things, Mokoshe Bakade, we do things according to his will. He wakes us up every day. He gives us good things to satisfy our mouth. He watches over us as we sleep. God wakes us up every day as we do things that we normally do, eat, sleep, watch TV, go to the grocery store, go to church. You know the routine. But how do we move forward in God? That is the question. All right, to move forward in God, we got to spend time with the Father. How do we spend time with him? Talking to him, prayer. Intercession, warfare. You know, we got to talk to the Father. If we're not talking to him, you know, or listening to him, somebody else is speaking in our ear. And I don't like that somebody else. He's the enemy of God. He's speaking in our ear when we are not listening to God. So I choose this day and every day to serve the Most High God, the one who speaks into my ear, go this way, do that, don't do this, stop this, listen to what I'm saying, hearken into my voice, that one, that's the one I acknowledge, that's the one I adore, that's the one I pray to. So how do we move forward in God? By listening to him, by being obedient to him. You know what? Disobedience causes problems, consequences. I don't know about you, but I don't like consequences. I love rewards. And God has promised rewards to the obedient. So I want to be obedient. And you know how I can be obedient? Through his help. He can help me. If I say, Father, I surrender all to you. Help me be obedient. Don't you know he's going to do it? He will help us. The other way to move forward in God is to read and study his word on a daily basis so that we can be pleasing to God. And you know what? When we study his word, you know he honors his word above his name. We can call on the name of Jesus, and it's a great name. That name is above all names. But when we study the word of God, and you know what? It begins to get on the inside of us. When we study the word, when it's written on the tables of our heart, we don't want to sin. We don't move towards sin. We move towards God. So today we're honoring senior citizens. Hallelujah. I thank God for senior citizens today. We are honoring them today. And I thank you. Join me as I say a prayer for the senior citizens today. Father God, we thank you for the life and life more abundantly. Father, we thank you for our senior citizens, those whom you have blessed with long life, longevity, O God. I thank you, O Lord, for being with them every day. I thank you, O God, for our health and our strength comes from you. We appreciate you being our creator, O God, for our seniors, O God. We appreciate you being the Lord God of our lives, O God. We thank you, Father God, that you put us and made us in your image. What a great image with on the inside of us. We honor you as Lord, King, and Shepherd of our lives. Everything that concerns you, we cast it upon you. Everything that concerns us, we cast it upon you, O God. The cares are too much for us to bear, O God, but nothing is too much or too difficult for you. You are the Almighty. You are a sovereign God. Nothing is too hard for you. Not only is nothing too hard, nothing is impossible to you. So why wouldn't we serve a God like you? Almighty Father, Almighty God, today we come to cast every care that the seniors have upon you, O God, the care of our children, the care of our safety and protection, the care of our finances, the care of our health and strength, the care when we need help, the care of our families, the cares of this world. We cast all that upon you because your yoke is easy, your burden is light, and you're able to bear everything. You did not put us down here to leave us. So I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You said, let not our hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in you. And I thank you, Father, that you are not a man. You do not lie. You keep your promises, O God. And I thank you that we can humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. I thank you that you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. You can put peace in us as we're seniors, peace in every person, O God. So we thank you for peace in our homes, peace within us, peace in our neighborhoods, peace in our churches, peace on our jobs, peace everywhere we go. And we give you glory, honor, and praise for all and everything that you are doing for us on a daily basis. I thank you that you are the all-wise, all-knowing God. We give you praise, thanksgiving, and glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, this morning, as we continue to honor our seniors, I want to share something with you. You know, we are to reverence, this is reverence for the older, the aged people. In other words, we're to honor them, to honor them. And, you know, in Leviticus 19:32 says, thou shalt rise up before the hoary head, those are the older people, and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God, I am the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, God thinks of everybody. He thinks of the children. He thinks of the adults. He doesn't leave anybody out. Job 32:6, and Elihu, the son of Barachel and Buzi, answered and said, I am young and ye are very old. Wherefore I was afraid and durst not show you mine opinion. You know, the young people today, some of them got so many opinions, they don't even want to listen to the older people. They become rebellious and disobedient. But you know what? In my generation, we listened to the elderly. And when we didn't listen, the rod of correction was coming to help us. So don't forget, don't spare that rod. Hallelujah. Proverbs 23:22. Hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy 5:1, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren. 1 Timothy 5:2, the older women as mothers, the younger as sisters, with all purity. So I thank God for the hoary head, the gray-headed people like me. Thank God for giving us life and life more abundantly. So we come to reverence our Father this morning and to tell him what a great and a mighty God he is. And that he is so good to us. I'm going to say it again. He's so good to us. We have no complaints. He gives us breath. Don't you know there are people in hospitals who can't even breathe on their own? There are people in homes who are on breathing machines. There are people who can't get up off the bed every day. We have so much to be grateful for. There are people who are in nursing homes, don't even know that they're there. But we have so much to be grateful for. So I honor God today and his mighty presence. And I don't know about you, but I come to give him glory. I come to give him praise today and thanksgiving because you know what? He is the Most High God. He is, and I honor him. I honor my Father today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He cares about us. He cares about us. Who is us? All of us on the earth. He is no respecter of persons. He cares about us. His children. He cares about every one of us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I thank God this morning We have a mighty young woman of God that's on with us this morning. Her name is Karen Itell, and she's going to play a song of praise for us, thanksgiving to our Father. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning to you, Miss Carita.
How are you?
It is a wonderful morning. And
yes.
Also, I'm going to do a song called Holy, Holy, Holy.
Amen, amen. Holy, holy, holy. For those anointed hands that he allows to play that music that can soothe us, that comfort us, that encourages us. You know, music is just so beautiful. And I thank God for creating music, 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 music. Well, you know, God is a God who, like I said, loves us, cares about us, and he wants us to have long life. He created us in his image. He put his image within us. And one of the things that we have a promise for, he promised to the obedient, is long life, longevity. 1 Kings 3:14 says, "And if thou wilt walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as the father David, as thy father David did walk, then I will lengthen thine days." You know what he lengthened the days of children when they're obedient to their parents and those who have rule and authority over us? And he lengthened our days when we are obedient and we follow his statutes and his commandments. But guess what? We don't know his statutes and commandments unless we look in the Word of God and find them. So we got to search the scriptures every day to see what they are. Job 5:26, "Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as the shock of the corn cometh in its season." In other words, before we die, we're going to live long lives if we're obedient to God, follow his statutes and his commandments. Now, Psalms 91:16, "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." So you know what? God is faithful to us. He just wants us to follow his will, his plan for us on a daily basis. So that means obedience, obedience, obedience. Well, we have a mighty great woman of God on here, another woman who's gifted. Good morning, Sister Jackie. How are you? Jackie, are you on mute?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Good morning. How are you?
I'm blessed by the best, honey. I'm blessed. Thank you.
Amen.
I'm on my way to my client's house, which wants to be on the radio with me. So I'll be over there in about 2 minutes. If somebody else can, you can get somebody else to sing, or if you just want me to sing right now, it's fine. But he will like, I think he wants to be on there with me.
Okay. All right. Well, you just let me know when you get there.
All right, darling, I will. I'll press one again. I'm putting it back on mute.
Okay.
All right.
You don't have to press one. Okay, that'll be good. That's good.
All right.
Thanks. Thank you. Well, as we continue on, we're giving him glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And I thank God for that song that Karen sang this morning. You know, we should all have a song in our heart to the Lord. And as she sang, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning, our song shall rise to thee. You know, I think about over the years how faithful God has been.
Oh,
I mean,
yes, he knows just what to do.
Jackie?
Yes.
All right, she's giving us a taste of that song already.
I'm sorry. I thought I was muted. I'm sorry.
No. All right. So I thank God she'll be there shortly. In the meantime, you know what? I want to tell you something. God is so awesome. He didn't just put us down here and leave us alone. But, you know, sometimes we don't listen to Father God just like we didn't listen to our parents as children. You know, we thought we were getting away with stuff. But, you know, my parents used to always say, what's done in the dark don't come to light. So you better stay doing the right thing. Warnings come before destruction. God is so good and so loving towards us. He tells us to be obedient, and he corrects us when we're disobedient. He warns and he warns and he warns us, just like he warned the people through Noah in our story last week. God is loving. He's extremely patient. Oh, my God, he is so patient and so long-suffering with me. I don't know about you, but I know he's been patient with me. When I was out there in the mud and the mire of life, he was so patient. He waited. He waited for me. Hello? Okay, someone pressed one, but I'll just wait. So he waited. He waited. He waited. God is so loving and extremely patient. He waited for me. And, you know, sometimes we forget his goodness, like the children of Israel. And we start to complain. They complain. And when we complain, it put us into a state of, you know, just confusion. And then it makes us stay in that place longer. And I don't know about you, but I say, Lord, do a quick work. Don't let me have to stay on the mountain or going around this mountain for 40 years. Let me do it in 11 days or less. And, you know, sometimes we can be ungrateful to God. So, you know, let's look at some situations in our lives that are happening in the world today. You know, it's all kind of things going on. When you turn the news on, it's all kind of things going on in the world. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I say, my God, look at what happened. Families are killing each other. Fathers are killing mothers, the wives and the children. Mothers are killing everybody. You're like, well, what in the world is going on? You know, the enemy is speaking. Like I said earlier, when we're not talking to God and he's not talking to us, guess who's talking to us? The enemy. So the enemy is taking hold of people who are not centered on God. And he's saying, listen, you know, kill up your whole family. You know that's nothing but the enemy. God said we should have life and life more abundantly. Now he says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. So I want to tell you today that God is faithful. He is our help. He is our strength. He gives us help. He's Jehovah. He's a mighty provider. He'll provide peace. He'll provide safety. He'll provide protection. He'll provide for our needs. He's our physician. He heals us. You know, I mean, he's everything we need. Everything we need is in him. But, of course, you know, that's just like a child. You say, what's the matter, baby? What you need? I don't know. You know, we got to open our mouths before Father, even though nothing is secret, nothing is hidden from him, he knows everything. But we got to say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, I need peace. I need help. I need healing. I need provision. I need strength. We got to say to him everything that we need. You know, he is the one who we got to come to when we need something. Every time we have to come to our Father, and he will hear. He promised. His word says whatever we ask in his name, believing, he promised to grant it. He is not going to lie. He keeps his word. You know, we lie to each other. We'll say, oh, yeah, I'm going to call you back in 10 minutes. Oh, yeah, I'm going to call you tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I'll be over there. You know, we say it so loosely. You know what? We say things loosely now. We don't always mean what we say because we're human. We sin. We error. But God means what he says. He's faithful. He's like me. Now, say something like, oh, my God, I was supposed to do this yesterday, and I haven't done it yet. But God is faithful. He is faithful to hear us. Well, our Bible character today was an Old Testament prophet. And his name is Joel. And it's not a lot written about Joel in the Bible, but he is one of the minor prophets. And Joel, his name means Yahweh is God. He was the son of a man named Pethuel, or Bethel, which means the open-heartedness or sincerity of God. Whether Joel received his name at birth or was given his name later, we don't really know. But Joel lived and prophesied in Judah. He was probably a resident of the city of Jerusalem. He made frequent visits to Judah and Jerusalem. Now, he was also a great prophet. You know, he had great discernment to discern what was going on during the times. He knew what was going on because the Spirit of God was on the inside of him, making sure he knew. Now, some scholars have suggested that familiarity, you know, with the temple, that he may have been a priest, but we don't really know. You know, little is known about Joel, but we do know that he had great discernment, and he was one of the Old Testament prophets. And, you know, Joel was a man of vitality. He had a lot of energy, and he was spiritually mature. In other words, he was a keen discerner. He could pick up in the spirit what was going on, and he delivered God's message to the people of Judah in a very clear way. Very clear. He had a certain style. He was precise and original. So he did what God told him. He was obedient. So I want to share with you what God told him in Joel 1, you know, a plague was going to come and a famine was going to come. Now, this is what the Lord said to Joel, son of Pethuel. He said, listen to this, you elders. In other words, the older people. Listen, those people whom he had chosen to bring forth the word of God. He said, listen to your leaders. That's what Joel is telling them. You know, a lot of times we don't listen to our pastors. We don't listen to those that we go in the house of and say, you are my leader. You are the shepherd over me. We don't listen to them. What good is it if we're going to go there and don't listen? So Joel was telling them, listen to your leaders. Open your ears. Don't sit there with your ears all stopped up saying, judging this and judging that and, you know, coming up against them and not, you know, being obedient. He said, you know, open your ears. Nothing like this has ever happened in a lifetime, but I'm going to tell you what's about to happen. It didn't even happen during the time, you know, of your great-grandparents, your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents. It didn't even happen during their times. He said, tell your children about what I'm going to tell you. Have your children, then tell your children to tell their children, and then their children tell their children. What the young locust, the mature locust will eat, what mature locust leaves, and locusts will eat. What adult locusts will leave, grasshoppers will eat. Wake up, he said, wake up and cry, you drunks. Cry loudly, you wine drinkers. New wine has been taken away from you. A strong nation attacked my land. It has been too many soldiers to count. They have teeth of lions. They have fangs of grown lions. They destroyed my grapevines. They have ruined my fig trees. They stripped off what they could eat. They threw away the rest and left the trenches, the branches bare. Cry loud like a young woman who is distressed in a sackcloth, mourning for the man she was going to marry. Grain offerings and wine offerings are no longer brought to the Lord's temple. The priests, the servants mourn. Israel's fields are ruined, and the ground is dried up. The grain has been destroyed. New wine has dried up. The olive has run out. Be sad, you farmers. Cry loudly, you grape growers. Mourn for the wheat and the barley. The harvest is destroyed in the field. The grapevines are dried up. The fig trees are withered. The pomegranates, palm, and apricot trees, as well as the trees in the orchards, have died. Yes, the joy of these people has died too. So in other words, everything during that time was gone. Even the joy, there was sadness among the land. Put on your sackcloth and mourn, you priests. Cry loudly, you servants of the altar. Spend the night in sackcloth, you servants of God. Grain offerings and wine offerings are withheld from you, God, from your God's temple. Schedule a time for fast. Listen to what he's telling them. Schedule a time for fast. Call an assembly. One, schedule a time for fast. Next, call an assembly. Gather the leaders and everyone who lives in the land. Bring them to the temple of the Lord your God and cry to the Lord for help. This will be a terrible day. It's going to be the day of the Lord is near. It's a terrible day. And it will come like destruction from the Almighty. Food disappears right before your eyes. Happiness and rejoicing disappear from God's temple. Seeds, you know what, that's awful. Even the seeds shriveled up in their shells. Before you could even get them out to plant them, the seeds shrivel up. Storehouses are destroyed. You know all the canned goods in your house? Everything is gone. Barns are ruined. The grains have dried up. The animals grown. Herds of cattle wander around confused. There's no pasture for them. Nothing for them to eat. No green grass. Even flocks of the sheep are suffering. Oh, Lord, I cry to you for help. Fire has burned up open pastures. Flames have burned up the trees, all of the orchards. Even while animals long for you, streams run dry. Fire has burned up the open pastures. Now, you know, I lived in New Orleans for a number of years and saw many hurricanes, but nothing like this. Hurricanes came. And when Katrina came, don't you know, everything was destroyed. But there were warnings. Just like Joel warned these people, there were warnings. God sent the people of God in there to warn people. But did they listen? No. They refused to listen. So God sent destruction. Now, Haiti is another country. You know, a tsunami came, wiped out thousands of people, destroyed the land. There were warnings. God warns before destruction. What is he warning you about today? Before he brings destruction, he warns. He says he gives rewards to the obedient. It's for us to be obedient to God. Is God warning you about something? Is he telling you something to not to do anymore? Listen, if you get a check in your spirit, you say, oh, my God, whew, let me quit doing that. Oh, my God. And, you know, sometimes he'll send several people to tell you the same thing. But if you don't listen, destruction comes before that warning. So Joel, read it. Joel 1. It's three chapters in Joel, only three. So read those chapters during the week. Next week we may be studying more about Joel and his prophecy and how he called the people. He said, okay, y'all come forth. Let's put on your sackcloth. Let's mourn. He told the people what to do. He didn't just go in there and just say nothing. He said, okay, we're going to have a fast. In other words, we're not going to eat. We're going to get closer to God. You know, when you fast, when you buffet your body and you restrain yourself from food, it brings you closer to God. Don't you know when Jesus, 40 days, he fasted, he prayed, it brings you close. He did that to get closer to the Father because he knew his hour was coming up soon. So Joel said, let's fast. Then he called the sacred assembly. Then he gathered the elders and all the inhabitants, everybody who lived there. He gathered them together in the house of the Lord God. And he says, cry out to the Lord. You know, we have to do the same thing. We have to cry out to the Lord for mercy. Mercy. Mercy comes from God. He is the one who judges us. So we have to cry out for mercy. So I thank God for the word today. Let's see. Sister Jackie, are you back? Are you ready? Hold on. Let me see here.
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay.
Y'all ready to sing?
Well, he's not ready, but if you want us to sing a little later on in the program, we can sing together.
Okay, he needs more time. Is that what you're saying?
I said if he wants me to, if we can sing later on in the program, that'll be fine, but I can go ahead on and sing now.
Okay, go ahead. And you can do both. You can sing now, and then you can sing later in the program also. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Man.
No problem. Let Jesus, let him fix it for you. He knows, yes, he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, you just let him have his way. Tell him I know, oh, yes, he'll fix it for you. And when you're in doubt, can't find your way out, and you know not just what to do, just fall on your knees, have faith in his word. Child, and I know, oh, yes, he'll fix it for you. Let Jesus, let him fix it for you. Oh, he knows, yes, he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, you just let him have his way. Child, I know, oh, yes, he'll fix it for you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I thank God that was an awesome song. He will fix it for you. All we got to do is give it to him. Lord, we need help. Lord, help my child. Lord, help me on the job. Lord, my body needs healing. Whatever. He'll fix it for you. Awesome, Sister Jackie. Woo!
Okay.
All right. All right, all right, all right. So we look forward to hearing you again a little bit later. Well, our speaker today is a pastor. She is young in heart and wise in spirit. She pastored a church in New Orleans, in New York.
We're gonna
over 30 years. Jackie, you want to mute your phone for me?
When you get.
All right. She pastored a church in New York for over 30 years. She's still on the battlefield for the Lord. She is coming up on her 90th birthday party, 90th year. So I thank God for her. The Spirit of the Almighty has anointed her to deliver the word, the good news of Jesus. Her name is Mother Louise Henry. Good morning, Mother Henry.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm blessed, Father, blessed.
Amen.
Amen. God's good all the time.
Amen. Well, let God have his way. We're ready to listen to the word.
All right. Good morning. My name is Mother Louise Henry. I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is a great privilege and honor to be with you on Seniors Day. I thank Minister Gatling for inviting me to speak to you on your day. Seniors are in the U-bend of life. We are at a turn. The question was asked, why beyond middle age some people get sweeter, kinder, meeker, happier as they grow older? Ask people how they feel about getting older, and they will probably reply in the same vein as Maurice Chevalier. So old age isn't bad when you consider the alternative: stiffening joints, weakening muscles, fading eyesight, and clouding memory, accompanied with the modern world's careless contempt for the old, seems a fearful prospect better than death, perhaps, but not much. Yet mankind is wrong to dread aging. Life is not a long, slow decline from sunlit uplands to the valley of death. It is a U-bend. Many people are getting old, but I like what David said in Psalm 37:25. He said, I have been young, and now I am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. And David also wrote in Psalms 27:8, 9, 10, 11, when thou saidest, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Lead me not, neither forsake me, O Lord, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up. said, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemy. Many times we are forsaken by family and friends and loved ones. But Jesus said to you seniors, I will not forsake you. He will not leave you or give up on you. Thank God, because he never leaves us alone. And that's because he loves us. He loves us very, very much. One of the first songs we learned in Sunday school was, Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. We are weak, but he is strong. Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me. And you know why he said Jesus loved me? It's because the Bible tells me so. I thank God for the young people, and I would just like to sing a verse of this little song. Your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment because of you. And I want to thank you and praise you too for your grace and mercy brought me through. May God bless you is my prayer. Peace and love. Amen.
Amen. Woo! That was a power-packed message. Short, but power-packed. Thank you so much, Mother Henry. That was a blessing. That was such a blessing. What she talked about, beyond middle age, some people get sweeter, meeker as they get older. And she talked in Psalm about Psalms 37:25. I've been young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken. You know what? We have so much to be grateful for. She says many times, you know, our families forsake us, our friends forsake us, our coworkers, our neighbors, but Jesus never forsakes us. He's always with us. Jesus loves us. Why? How do we know? The Bible tells us so. So I thank God. Oh, that song was awesome. Your grace and mercy has brought me through, and we are living this moment because of him. He is the one. You know, sometimes we think we wake ourselves up. We act different. You know, we get up. We don't bend the knee. We don't bow. We don't take nothing. We just get on up and go throughout our day. But you know what? We have so much to be grateful for. And I pray that old age bring wisdom. Not everybody who's older is wise. But you know what? God's people should be growing in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So I thank God for that message that Mother Henry brought. Like I said, she's coming up on her 90th birthday, and I thank God for her. She is a blessing to me, a blessing in my life. She is a praying woman now. Oh, she's a praying woman, a singing woman, and a preaching woman. I thank God for her. So thank you, Mother Henry. All right. Sister Karen is going to play another song for us, and I thank God for that woman of God in Houston, Texas. I don't know about there, Karen, but the sun is shining bright. You know what? I went to the beach yesterday, and the waves were beautiful. Very few people were in the water, but I just, you know, you can just look, and then as I drove back, the sun in the sky was orange. You can just think of how great God is. You know what? No God like our Jehovah. He made the ocean waves, and he even said to them, be still. What a mighty God we serve. He also set the sun in the sky at just the right time. And I mean, he gave it the right color because it was so beautiful. It looked like, I mean, looked like a beach, big old huge beach ball was right in front of me. Looked like if I just go a few miles, I could touch it. It was just that big, just that orange and bright. So I thank God, hallelujah, that he is the great and mighty creator. He created everything in the world, and everything belonged to him. I know some people think they don't, but they do. Everything in the world he created. Everything in the world. So he is ruler over everything. Don't you think he's not in control? He is. He's a mighty God. So, Karen, what's it like in Houston today?
The weather is very good. It's a little bit nipping and chilly this morning.
Okay. All right. What you going to play for us?
I am going to do Amazing Grace.
Amen. Our God is amazing. His grace is amazing. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
All right, I'll do that. Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. That music was simply beautiful. Woo, Amazing Grace. You know, we can't do without it. We can't do without God's grace. His grace saved a wretch like me. You know, I was lost, but now he found me. I used to couldn't understand any spiritual things. Says I was blind, but now I see. But now he has allowed me to understand more spiritual things. So I thank God. You know, I used to say, oh, I read that, but I don't even know what it means. But now, Sometimes, you know, God will give us revelations if we ask him. I'm like, well, Lord, what does that mean? I read that scripture, but I couldn't understand it. Keep on searching. Keep on reading. Keep on asking him, Lord, what does that mean? So it is prayer time on Bible Storyland. If you haven't pressed 1, you can press 1 and request prayer. I'm requesting prayer again for my Aunt Mildred. She wanted to come on this morning, but, you know, she needs more rest, so she had to get her rest. And I thank God her granddaughter, Cheryl, is still in the hospital. She is getting better. She's recuperating. Thank God for prayers. So, and I'm asking prayer for myself for spiritual strength and greater discernment. All right. So someone press 1 here. Hold on, please, just a second. 703-7630. You pressed 1 a little while ago. Did you want prayer? Okay, they didn't say anything. Good morning. 710. Good morning.
Good morning. 703 or 710?
Is this David?
It's David. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. How are you, David?
I'm blessed and grateful.
Amen. How can we help you today?
I'm out here working. I'm out here working. And I almost forgot to call, and my wife called to get the number. And when she called, I was like, what is she calling for? And,
you know you're at work, huh?
Yeah, I'm out here working. And she said, well, what's the number? And my son was supposed to program in the phone last time, but thank God that he didn't, because that's what happened. I get busy working, and it's so demanding you forget. You know, when the devil knows you about to get that spiritual nourishment, he'll do anything to distract you, because he don't want you getting pulled off that spiritual nourishment. So I thank God for my wife calling me this morning. But I got some individuals coming up to me at work. One guy called Strickland. You need to pray for him. He got 2 holes on his kidney with cancer. And he saying he's dying, is what he told me. But, you know, I told him not to say that. You don't know what God got him in store. He gets a praying, and God can take care of that. But I also told him I got a team of prayer warriors, some, you know, praying ladies, and they do some praying. And I said, I take it to them. I got a team of them. And then a guard on the way out the gate, he stopped me. I think this is the second week. And he wanted to pray for his wife, gave me her name, and I remember it. I didn't even write it down. I remember because he didn't tell me twice. Sharon Arnold. She got cancer. I think it's bone marrow cancer. I'm not sure, but, you know. And I told him the same thing. I take it to my team. I got a team of prayer warriors. So, so God must see that, you know, all these people are hurt. And I guess they see me and they know who to bring it to, because normally people wouldn't bring this stuff to me, but I guess they know I got a team of prayer warriors some kind of way. But I want to pray for them. And then I was at a open mic poetry thing Sunday night, which was mostly a church atmosphere, you know, spiritual people. So everything was more spiritual. And, you know, I'm at the Comedy Zone. And, you know, my material is good, but I need to work on it some more. So I'm, you know, asking God to help me in that situation where I can get my material to inspiration and motivation is where I want my material to be. And by putting me in that atmosphere, it helps me focus and get honed in. Also ran into a gospel rapper out there, and he had a nice song where the hook was, I know I've been changed. The angel in heaven then signed my name. You know, that good song that I used to hear when I was growing up in the country in South Carolina. You don't hear too many. You don't hear that kind of stuff no more. But he had that nice hook on there, and I mean a good rapper. And I'm asking God, he got an event coming up, and he said, well, I might need you for hosting. The host, you know, can you host? And I just tell you, it would be a blessing if I would be able to host it, because, you know, I want to be an employee for God. I don't want to be a patient anymore. You know, if I have to be, I will, but I want to more so be an employee for God. So I'm asking God that I get that hosting position so I can go out and work for him. And I think that's enough for today.
All right. God bless you, man of God.
Thank you for you. Thank you for you, Sister D. Thank you.
Thank God for you.
And I,
right.
I got I got a joke for the elders I was going to do, but I figured, you know, maybe not this time, but, you know, if you ever need me to, I will.
All right. Okay, thank you, man of God. Appreciate you. You're an encouragement to me. I look forward to you being on every week. Anybody else, prayer request?
Yeah, I'm going to pray for a mass gathering this evening at 5 p.m.
The time is...
Okay. All right. All right, Karen. Anybody else? Press 1 if you need prayer. Well, I'm going to put Jackie down here. And the guy that she's, the man that she's with, the pastor that she's with. Okay, hold on, Jackie. Press 1 again. Hold on. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
All right, I'm putting you down for prayer, Jackie. I'm going to let you all sing right after the prayer. How's that? Jackie? Oh, she got knocked off again. She'll be back. All right. Anybody else need prayer? Jackie always needs prayer for her patients that she worked with every day and her family, her husband and children. All right. Anybody else?
Hey, Sister G, I got some more I want to add that I forgot.
Okay.
Well, just pray for all people that they... It's like you said, when you said knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. See, that's what God gives us. And a lot of times, that Bible not only speaks to our spirit, but it speaks to our physical as well. If we take the thing that's in the Bible and apply them to our physical, that'll help us out. You know, you have all these people getting all these ailments earlier than they need to. And a lot of them have to do with not being obedient to the Word of God. A lot of them don't know the Word of God, but they say don't desecrate the temple. So, you know, they indulge in a lot of stuff that's not healthy. And, you know, personally, I feel in the Old Testament, you know, God laid out a rule as far as what you should eat and things like that. But, you know, you can't go around telling people eat this, eat that, eat that. So, you know, but if they wanted a guideline, I would go back to the beginning and go by that guideline, you know, because a lot of times it stems from how you treat the body, you know.
Yeah.
To me, that's knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. God would give you that because he said you will know the truth. So I just pray that everybody goes to God and focus on their health because God wants your body healthy. He wants you to feel good. He wants you to win, and he wants you to make the right decision. So, you know, just people pray on that and ask God to guide them when it comes to health.
Amen. I agree. I agree with that because, you know, a lot of times we know we eating stuff that's not good for us. We eat it anyway. And then we say, oh, Lord, heal me. Lord, I want to be healthy. But yet we eating, you know, stuff that's not going to run out. Some stuff will run your blood pressure up. Some stuff will, you know, make you diabetic. But when we say, Lord, heal us, we got to do our part too. So the truth will make you free. So, David, I don't mind telling people. You know, some people call me, well, Sister Caritha, I don't feel good. I said, well, okay, have you done this? Have you taken your vitamin C? Have you taken echinacea tea? Well, no, I took, you know, this, but hey, you know, get rid of some of the junk. Have you eaten any fresh fruit lately, like oranges and grapefruits and pineapple or peaches? Well, no, I ate potato chips and pickles. Or no, I ate Cheetos and whatever else that junk, they eat pickle pig feet and all of that. Oh, no, you got to be wise, because along with, you know, you got, along with knowledge, wisdom, understanding, you got to apply yourself. You got to apply. And in the Old Testament, God does tell us what to eat, what not to eat. That still applies. A lot of it still applies today. We just can't eat what we want to eat and expect to be healthy. We cannot. It will not work. So thank you, brother, for sharing that. So if you don't want to know how to be healthy, don't call me. Because I will tell you, you know, a lot of people tell you, oh, well, you can eat this. There are certain waters that I can't even drink. Certain waters is full of toxins. And I drink it, it makes me sick. And they'll say, well, I don't know, it's going to make me sick. Sometimes things are making us sick, but it don't show up until years later. So we have to be careful. Even, you know, those bleach, very toxic. All of those things that we clean the bathroom with, those things are toxins, and they make us very ill. Sometimes it don't show up right then. I know I used to walk in this building, and it was full of toxins. I said, oh, my God. I used to tell the lady all the time, I said, ma'am, that stuff, I can hardly breathe when I come in here. I said, that stuff is too strong. She just kept right on cleaning with that. But you know what? Years down the line, you go to the doctor, and he said, okay, well, I saw this spot. I saw that. You got to listen. You got to use wisdom. You can't just, the old ways, sometimes those old products that we used to use, they don't work no more. They are full of toxins, even sometimes the food we eat. Tomatoes ain't tomatoes no more. You do a search on some of the stuff that they fix now. It's not the same anymore. So you have to ask the Lord, Lord, help me. Some people say, oh, I knew I prayed over and I just went ahead and ate it. Yeah. If it's poison, oh, my God, help us, Lord. All right, I'm talking too much. Any more? Prayer. Anybody else? All right. Mother Henry, you want to pray for us this morning? Hello?
Hello?
We're here, Mother.
Oh. I thought I had cut it off.
Oh, you tried to hang up?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll say the prayer.
Okay. All right, going to pray, because someone that came on my line.
Oh, okay.
I hope it didn't disturb you, did you?
No, ma'am, we didn't hear it.
Oh, okay. All right. That's why I had hung up, because someone had come on.
No, ma'am.
Okay, going
no,
to
ma'am.
Pray.
It didn't come through.
Look, I'm going to pray.
All right, I'll pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just honor you as the Most High God. And Father, we thank you this morning, oh God. We just bless you. We honor you. We come to give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, oh God. We come to say what a mighty God you are, and we just honor your holy presence. Father, you said one could put 1,000 to flight and two could put 10,000. So, Father God, today we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come to put thousands to flight, oh God, because it's many of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we mokoshe bakade eko didi alelelebuko. Isheke odididi alelelebuko. We thank you, oh God, for your mighty presence, oh God. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over everybody on the line. We plead the blood of Jesus over our families, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our homes, our possessions, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that you are a mighty God who heals, who delivers, who set free. We thank you that we could call upon the name of the Most High God, and you hear and you answer our prayers, oh God. Father, we are grateful to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we come, Lord God, repenting because we are human and we sin. So, Father, forgive us for sin in our lives, oh God. Our thought life, clean it up, oh God. The way we do things, clean it up, oh God. Teach us on a plain path. Deliver us from out of the hand of the enemy, oh God. Teach us more about you and your ways, oh God. Put and keep an obedient spirit on the inside of us. Father, we need you, Lord. Many times we thought we were doing things on our own, oh God. But we have come to realize, oh God, as seniors, that we have done nothing on our own. We didn't watch over ourselves all night. We didn't wake ourselves up. We didn't give ourselves life, oh God. But we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you give life and life more abundantly. You are the giver of life. You are the taker of life, and no man can snatch us out the palm of your almighty hand. And, Father, I just cover everybody today with the whole armor, your whole armor, oh God. that you have given to us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we cover ourselves with the helmet of salvation, O God. We cover ourselves, Father God, with the breastplate of righteousness. We cover ourselves, O God, with the loins, the belt of truth, O God. Our loins are girded about with truth, Father God. I thank you, O God, that we have the sword of the Spirit, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, O God. I thank you, Father God, that you are our rear guard in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, even though we are in array, we're in the cadence, O God, that you fight every battle for us, O God. I thank you that you are fighting our lions, our giants, our bears, everything you are fighting on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, we surrender every thought to you, O God. In the name of Jesus, forgive us, Father God. Create that clean heart within us daily, O God. And, Father, I lift up all those that are ill in their bodies, O God, those that are ill in their minds, O God. Father, you are the great physician. Doctors are limited in what they know, even what they can do, but you are an unlimited God. And so today we thank you, O God, that you are a mighty physician. We bind up pharmakia, those who feel like medicine can do everything for them, O God, in the name of Jesus, instead of bowing the knee and saying, Abba, Father, forgive us, O God. In the name of Jesus, help us to bow the knee, bend the knee, and say, Abba, Father, humble ourselves before you, because you are the Almighty God. You can do everything. Nothing is impossible to you. So today I lift up my Aunt Mildred, my cousin Cheryl. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for Brother David Emmanuel, O God. And you know the people that's calling him to pray, O God. In the name of Jesus, Mr. Strickland, O God. His wife, Miss Sharon Arnold, O God. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for your healing virtue going throughout their bodies, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, you said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, as we're growing in strength and health, I thank you, Father God, that we're growing in you more spiritual every day, that we're hungering and thirsting for righteousness, O God. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you that every one of our organs are healthy and lined up with your word, O God. In the name of Jesus, those of us who don't know you, in the pardon of our sin, I pray for salvation. I pray for deliverance. I pray for healing, O God. What the enemy meant for our harm, turn it around for our good. And, Father, I lift up Jackie's patience, O God. I thank you for every one of them being saved, every one of them being healed, every one of them being set free, delivered. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for our husband, for our children. I thank you for every one of our families being saved, set free, delivered, healthy, walking in health, O God. O Father God, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that we walk in divine health. We walk in divine healing. In the name, we walk in divine obedience. And Father, we know your word says that a lot of what the sickness that comes is because we sin. So, Father, forgive us and set us free from sin. Set us free from sickness, O God. Even those diseases that the doctors say can't be healed, you are the great physician. You are the mighty healer. You are the balm in Gilead. You are able to set the sin-sick souls free in the name of Jesus. So, Father, heal our minds today. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, O God. In the name of Jesus, I lift up Frank in Ohio, O God, and I thank you for touching his body, O God, to be healed. In the name of Jesus, continually heal him, continually encourage him, continually strengthen his body, O God. Help him to keep his mind stayed on you, coming closer to you every day, O God. In the developing a closer walk with you, I pray that all of us would do that, O God. Develop a closer walk with you, O God. that we would not, Mokoshe Bakade, avoid you, Mokoshe Bakade, Dekoshe Baka, but we would come closer to you, Father God, that we would not run from your presence, but that we would run into your presence, knowing that you are our creator, in the name of Jesus. And Father, your son David Emmanuel is Mokoshe Bakade requesting material that will be inspirational, motivational, and straight from your throne room to do a mighty work, oh God. Let that material burn up everything in its path that's not like you. In the name of Jesus, let that material that he brings forth do a mighty work in the people that listen, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that David is employed by you, Father God, that he is free to shift when you say shift, that he is free to move when you say move, that he's free to be still when you say be still. Be still and know that I am God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for him hearing your voice even clearer. Greater discernment, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakade, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for angels being dispatched around everyone on Bible Storyland today and every day, oh God. We honor you as the Most High God. We thank you for what you're doing in each one of us, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Father, I lift up my sister Rose Harbor from New Orleans, oh God. And Father, I lift up every request that she has. Heal her body, oh God. Be with her, Father God. Provide for every need in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for her obedience to you. You said obedience is better than sacrifice, oh God. I thank you for drawing Rose closer to you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the love you have for her in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for all of us on Bible Story Land learning to love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy that try to come up against us in the name of Jesus. We bind backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy. And Father, we just bless you today. We lift up every one of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our great-great-grandchildren. And we thank you for protection. We thank you for direction. We thank you for guidance. And we thank you, Father God, that they will call on the name of the Lord, the Most High God, all the days of their lives. They will not stray, but they will stay on the straight and narrow. They will keep their eyes fixed on you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the word coming forth for our children, oh God. I thank you for blessing them, keeping them in safety, protecting them everywhere they go. I lift them up as they're completing, taking the test, Lord God, in those state tests, oh God. Remove fear from our children, oh God, because of that test, oh God. Remove fear from them in the name of Jesus because of the enemy out here on the street, oh God. I thank you, Father God. I decree and declare that our children will have sweet dreams, sweet sound sleep, that they will not be attacked in their home. They will not be attacked on the street. They will not be attacked, but they are Mokoshe Bakade, fully covered, fully armored. And I plead your blood on our children, oh God. So, Father, I thank you for what you've done this morning. Have your way, have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Jackie, you back on? Press 1, Jackie, if you're on. Yeah, she's back on. All right, you're on, Jackie. Jackie?
Press Can you hear me
back.
Now?
Okay, you
can
are
you hear
now.
Me now?
Uh-huh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, all right. Just getting this stuff together. Thank you for that prayer. I appreciate you praying for my people and for me.
Amen, amen. Wow. What about, is he ready to sing?
Pastor Huggins.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here's the water.
He didn't drink nothing. He didn't drink nothing.
Where's his water? Okay. Okay, darling, we appreciate it. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
How about where he goes?
He said he don't like to hold you up.
All right, I understand. No problem. We bless you, Pastor Huggins. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Pastor Huggins, oh God. I thank you for this mighty man of God who's been on the battlefield a long time. I ask you to heal him, oh God. I thank you for Jackie who takes care of him, oh God. I thank you for being with him, Lord God, during the lonely times. I thank you for strength for his body, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing on his behalf. I thank you that you are with him morning, noon, and night. You will never leave him. You will never forsake him. I thank you for a ready mind, a right mind. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for him keeping his mind stayed upon you. In Jesus' name, bless his entire family, oh God. May they visit him. May they remember him. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. May they come and Mokoshe help him, oh God, when he's in his time of need, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Jesus, keep me near the cause that the precious fountain free to all a healing stream flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever. Out of reach, I'll reach the crown, is enough forever. Amen.
Amen. Woo! Powerful. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Hug. I mean, you have a strong, powerful voice. Awesome. How old are you, Pastor Huggins?
He said, thank you, Pastor Huggins.
You're welcome.
How old are you, Pastor Huggins?
Yes, ma'am.
How old?
Oh, 80.
80 years old.
Yes, ma'am.
Woo! Thank God for that powerful voice.
Yes,
and look how he used it. He used it to give God glory. He ain't singing nothing but the gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah.
He's singing the male fellowship chorus.
Oh.
Yeah,
hallelujah. It was awesome.
Yeah, I can hear him sing.
Jesus, keep me near the cross. Woo, Lord have mercy. That's all. Oh, they used to sing that a lot when I was growing up. Jesus, keep me near the cross. Hallelujah. There is a precious fountain, free to all the healing streams, flows from Calvary's mountain. On the cross be glory forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanks again. Woo, Senior Citizens Day. Woo! I tell you what, we got some mighty seniors on here. Mother Henry, Pastor Scruggins. Oh, my God, I just thank God for the seniors today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, anyone else? Testimony time. Testimony. We got time for a quick testimony.
I'm going to back them up like
you. Rose, you got a testimony. Rose in New Orleans.
Ooh. And I just thank God for being here, on the line this morning, on the radio broadcast this morning. I just thank him. And I just
thank God for healing my body.
I thank him for healing me this morning.
Yes. All right. Anybody else? Testimony time. Testimony. Yes, you're on the air.
Well, you know, I give a testimony anytime.
All right, we ready to listen.
Well, you know, thank God for the elderly, especially the ones that love people and give back love and give out wisdom. I had a grand aunt. We had a birthday for her last Sunday, a birthday dinner. And she is so inspiring and always smiling. And what I see in her is love that she has for people no matter what they do. Because she knows that she's supposed to walk in love, and you can just tell that about her. That's the wisdom you see in her. Like people my age, we get impatient with people, and people do stuff we you know, we'll cut them, we'll be done with them, we'll be frustrated. But she always smiling and always showing love and laughing and happy, and she's just a blessing. So a lot of elders are a blessing. So, and
truly,
and I just hope God, if he has mercy on me and allow me to live that long, I want to be someone that's around to give out wisdom and inspire these young people.
Well, you got to come on my show on Thursdays, brother, 5 p.m. with the boys to men, girls to ladies.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We'll work on that.
All right, that's what we're talking about, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. I'm going to have to send you a text so you can remember to listen to it.
Okay. I might be driving, but I can do it. I'll do
that. All right. I'm going to write myself a note to text you for Thursday.
Yeah, and one more thing about next Saturday now, I wasn't going to tell you, but we got to perform that song, and I'm going to have to perform it while I'm on the river run, but I don't want to not perform it. I'm going to perform it. I just will be on the river run doing it, but my son will be at home, and so I'll have him play the music, and I'm going to do it while I'm out there on the river run.
All right, it's a surprise, but we're going to talk during the week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. God bless you, man of God. All right. Okay, well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you. You know, you all are truly a blessing to me. I mean, true. I cannot begin to tell you what a blessing you are, what an encouragement you are to me. You know, when I hear your voice and even just when your numbers show up on the computer, I am just so happy. I'm like, Lord, you did it again. You brought people on again on the show, God. I know it's God because it's only him that can do what he does on a daily basis. And he does some mighty things, even the things that we're not even aware of that he's doing. I thank him for those things. So as I said, you all are a blessing to me. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. I love each of you, and I look forward to you being on the line with me on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies. And on Saturdays, Bible Storyland, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So I want you to know that God loves you much more than you can even think or imagine. Return the love to him. Return the love to God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And love each other with pure hearts like we love ourselves. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, and a God-filled month. I love you. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.